Oh, all right. We know what that means. Our friend's coming online next.
Attainment with Attitude is sponsored by Attainment Inc. and Leadership Management Inc. Attainment and LMI help business leaders to make measurable behavior changes necessary to achieve their goals. Each week, we follow the progress of an attainment client through their 8-week program and hear how the client is working through fears and obstacles that stand in the way of their goals. Take the free strategic leadership skills questionnaire at www.attainmentinc.com.
All right, this is going to be interesting. We've got Linda in Cincinnati, right?
Right.
Hi, Linda. And we've got Rick. Are you still in South America? Oh. Rick, are you still in South America? Uh-oh.
Yeah, I see.
It sounds like he's in South America.
He's on a satellite radio. All right, Rick, are you coming through or not? All right, well, let's talk to Linda for a while. Wade, see if you can't get Rick on the line there. Linda, how you doing?
Great.
All right.
How are you guys?
We're doing fine. We're doing fine. Just having fun as we always do. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
So you're calling from Cincinnati. Thank you for taking the time out to do that.
Sure.
We know you're busy. What was on the schedule this week for Rick?
Well, this week's topic in the lesson was decision-making and problem-solving. And a lot of times the people who we work with who are, CEOs and that, that's actually not something that's
yes.
a real challenge for them personally. They usually are very good problem solvers and decision makers. The challenge sometimes is making too many of the decisions their people should be making sometimes. Sometimes not involving their people enough in the problem solving, trying to solve the problem themselves.
Okay.
And it's really just looking at and making sure that we're not just putting out fires and not getting to the root of the problem as well.
Very interesting. I like that angle there because, you know, we know that our entrepreneurial people out there can be very controlling and very hands-on when it comes to things like decision-making and taking action. So you're helping to break that a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, Rick, I hear you in the background there.
Yeah, I'm back on again.
Oh, well, great to have you.
It sounds windy.
Yeah, it's not as bad as last week.
Okay.
But a little bit.
Sorry, are you still on deck of the ship?
Yes, same spot.
All right, where exactly are you now?
I'm off the southern coast of Chile. We've gone through the Straits of Magellan from the Atlantic to the Pacific.
Wow. And it's midnight, right?
It's about midnight.
Yep.
You're having one heck of a vacation out there. So I guess my question for you, Rick, is were you able to make any progress this week on your three goals while you're out traveling? Uh-oh.
Nope. That would be no.
We lost the wind. I don't hear the wind anymore, Wade.
Hey, Linda, you're gonna have to answer that question.
I can.
For him.
I can. He if he comes on, he'll probably have more to add.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you still hear me? Okay.
We can hear you just fine.
But one thing that we haven't really talked about that Rick has done is, I think he had mentioned that he on the a week or so we're going to have a session with his management team. And one of the things he's done is put together some surveys at getting there and that they are completing to get their input on things that they like about the company in terms of working there and moving forward to the next level and things that they would like to see different. So that's a real big step, and many of them have already completed that, and we're compiling that.
So let me understand that, though, Linda. I want to catch up to you here a little bit. Because I'm not sure I'm following how that's related to this.
Okay.
You're saying he's taken the step of surveying his people in the company to find out what they like and don't like?
Right, and this really has more to do with his three goals.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Which goal is he referring to in that?
It actually has to do with it's going to end up having to do with all three goals, the one about increasing sales, the one about developing their people, and having it so that the team has more ownership rather than coming to him.
Okay.
Because what we're doing is asking their ideas in terms of what values they would like to have in the organization, what's working, what isn't, anything that they need to do their job that they don't have now. So, and we, one of the things we're going to do at that session is brainstorm what for everybody to identify what it is they can do to support the sales goal, which is his the number one goal he's been working on.
Now, what do you think keeps, it sounds to me like this is kind of a new thing for him. What do you think it is that keeps business owners from asking their people what they think should be done?
You know, that is an interesting question. It is one that I've seen over and over, is that a lot of times, at least when we first start working with business owners, they're working way too hard. You know, they're trying to solve all the problems, they're trying to do everything themselves rather than involving their people. And as to why, I think it's simply, maybe like anything with leadership, it can just be simply that that's how somebody who managed them did. They didn't know another way.
Do you think a lot of them feel like they, because they're the boss and the owner, they've got to have all the answers, and that asking for information is kind of an admission that you don't?
I think that could be something like that. I don't remember. I might have been in the lesson or something else that I heard recently where it was talking about that. You know, leadership is not about making all the decisions, and that it's actually helping your people be the best they can be.
Okay.
And sometimes for the people we do work with initially, that's a change. They are thinking their job is to make the decision.
Now, besides the questionnaire, the survey that Rick did, what else did he learn this week about decision-making and problem-solving?
Well, one thing is simply to look at the decisions he is currently making personally and decide which ones he actually has to make and which ones he can delegate or should delegate to someone else.
All right, so that ties directly in with his goal number two, where he's trying to reduce the number of questions that he's getting from his management team.
Right.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he's also, for the decisions that he has to make that are big decisions, or if he wants to provide a tool for his people, there is two tools in the lesson. One of them is the decision analyzer, and the other is a problem solver, and it's an actual form or tool or process that people would go through in order to make the decision. And sometimes people, different styles, would make decisions very quickly without gathering enough information. Sometimes there might be a tendency to take too long to make a decision. And so this form or this process actually takes care of both of those. And if he wanted to give that tool to his people, it would help them as well.
All right, so let me understand a little bit better, because I know that some people, like you say, are very good at making decisions very quickly, right on the spot. You can give them the information, and they pretty much figure it all out, and they make their choice. Others kind of have to go home and sleep on it.
Right.
So your program, then, is it designed to speed things up for the people that take a lot of time and slow things down for those that are too fast, or how does that relate?
That's exactly right.
Oh, I got it right.
Oh, see, now look what you've done. All He's right. going to be like, can't get him out of the studio tonight.
So he gets a gold star for that.
Oh, so I want to understand a little bit better. How do you actually accomplish that?
Well, it's just a form, actually. It's just a process that has, when it's time to make a decision, is that the people who are who need to slow down, we actually have them look more at what are the different options. Because mm-hmm. people who are fast decision makers sometimes just go with whatever comes to their mind first.
Okay.
And so this actually has them think about, well, if I did this option, or this option, what might be a possible outcome? And also, who else should be involved in the decision and giving me the information? That's how we would slow someone down.
Okay.
And somebody who tends to maybe just never really get to making the decision, it's a simple thing. They just give themselves a target date.
Ah, they get a deadline.
A deadline.
Okay. All right.
And also the same tool of looking at the different options is helpful as well.
All right. So that's how you're working with the owner, the primary decision maker. How are these guys then able to sort of put that down the food chain and help their employees or their managers, their people make better decisions?
They can pass the tool down to them as well. And they also, the ones that I just mentioned, they could show that tool. It's just a paper form that they could show them how to make, you know, decisions. And they might have that person, for example, if there was a supervisor they were working with, they might give that tool to the person and say, okay, you have a decision to make about this. Fill this form in, you know, think about what you might do, bring it back to me and let's talk about it.
You know, that's the second time this has come up, and maybe even more than that. Your program seems to be very helpful to people who are going physically going through it, but also it sounds to me like almost all this material is done in such a way that they can easily go back and implement it and kind of pass it on to the other people in their organization. Is that a fair statement?
That's right, because, you know, if the owner or whoever we're working with just knows all this by themselves, you know, Rick has, you know, almost 200 employees. He, mm-hmm. you know, to get the rest of the team on board is much more powerful than just himself.
Exactly, exactly. Well, Linda, we've come up at the end of our session here. What's Rick's homework for the week coming up?
Oh, this next lesson is one of the most exciting ones of all. It's creating an environment where people are motivated.
Ooh, good one.
I think you should take him on the cruise with them. That'll motivate him.
I think we've solved it, Tom.
Yeah.
All right, well, Linda, we're looking forward to talking to you next week and see how this topic goes. Appreciate
okay,
this very
well,
much.
Both of you.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.